The hub had spokes that went up to the rim.
Have you ever heard any particular name used for those sections that you're talking about?
I have.
Are either one of you familiar with the word fella? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Wait
a minute. Fella, yeah.
That's where you, that's
wait a minute.
The end of that thing. We used to have a deal to fix those things, my daddy did, to make a spoke, you see. It was a tool that you could round that spoke off.
Is that what the fella was? That,
wasn't it? Isn't that what that was?
No, I believe the rim was the fella.
Might have been.
I think the rim was the fella. I think the rim was the fella. I believe I'm correct, Edgar.
Yeah, well, you know more about that.
I think the rim was the fella.
I don't remember that. It missed me.
Yeah, I think the rim was a fella. No, what you're talking about, the way he made that, I think that had a name. I think the rim was a fella. Yeah, rim was a fella. You're right.
Was there a part referred to as the tire?
Yeah, that's a steel part.
Yes.
A steel rim that goes around the fella.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, getting back to what we were talking about. Go ahead.
You got a fifth wheel in that wagon you don't have.
What is this?
Fifth wheel.
I'm not familiar with that.
No, that's what I didn't think you were. The fifth wheel is that it turns on. You see, you have a coupling pole from the rear axle to the front axle that holds the wheels.
What you call a coupling pole?
Okay, coming apart. Then you got
kind of like a turntable, I guess.
Kind of like a turntable, you see, but they call it the fifth wheel. On the wagon, because it turns under the coupling pole and keeps it from tilting up, you see, the pole from the front wheels from tilting up when they pull on it, the horses pull on it in the front way, it tilts, you see, it didn't. And that turns underneath the wagon, you see, and turns your front part, you see, your front part of the wagon turns, you see, as your horses.
See, they call that the fifth.
Kind of like a turntable, you've seen those on these trailers and things, but this it's shaped like just a square deal like that, and comes up to the axle, front axle, fifth wheel.
Well, now, talking about,
and you have the rocking boats on there.
Rocking boat. That's a part of this.
Part of the wagon's
apparatus.
Running gear too. You see where you set your bed in those things, and they rock a little bit to give.
They call them rocking boat.
Mm-hmm. Especially the one in the front, because it has to turn too, you see. The back is stationary, but the front
It has a pin through it so it can turn.
Where your coupling pole comes up to. Yeah, you don't find many of those. I've got one out at the ranch yet.
Well, back to containers, that sort of thing. If you were going to buy a good bit of fertilizer, or maybe potatoes or corn, something like that, what would that probably come in?
Bags.
Well,
they used to get them in, used to
pour them in, as I know,
bushel baskets.
But potatoes. Yeah. Long time ago. Baskets.
Now, were these
sacks? Potatoes might come in sacks, but now there's everything bags. You know.
Well, tell me, to you, is there any difference between a bag and a sack?
Yes.
To me it is.
To me it is.
A bag's paper, or a sack is
made out of material.
Material of some kind.
Some kind of cloth?
Yes.
Cotton.
A bag, we would call a bag made out of paper.
That's what we
do. And a sack, we would call it made out of different material.
Some of them vary, they call a sack of fertilizer, or it's come in a paper sack. But speaking of an individual, you'd call a
sack, we wouldn't speak of call it a sack. We wouldn't call a bag a sack.
He hasn't asked the question you want to answer.
What is that?